When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, good morning, Ashley.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. Hey, thanks for allowing us to reach out to you. Tell us what's up.
Yeah, so, I mean, I've been dating this guy for about a year now, and it's going pretty well. It's going great. We do have a lot in common, and the chemistry is off the charts.
Like, that's
we have
good.
So much fun together.
Yeah.
All good things.
Yeah. But right now, we're kind of like in a semi-long distance situation.
Okay.
I'm currently in Kentucky, and he's in another state. But it's only about an hour flight, so it's nothing too crazy.
Right. Okay.
And we definitely make it work. We see each other about twice a month, sometimes more. It depends.
Okay.
I'm 32. We're both 32.
Uh-huh.
And after a lot of dating Mr. Wrong and dealing with a tough dating world, I guess you'd say.
Yeah.
I really feel like he could be my person.
Well, that's a good feeling.
This is all good?
Yes.
Where's the butt? I feel like there's a butt coming.
It's coming. but not yet, because I do feel like he feels the same,
uh-huh.
You know. And we've talked about our future, you know. What the problem is, neither of us want to move.
Like move states or like move?
To be in the same city.
Exactly. He doesn't want to move here. He loves where he lives and his career is thriving there.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, I'm a Kentucky girl through and through. I own a home here. I also have a great career. I live so close to my family, and my friends and my family are extremely important to me.
Uh-huh.
We're aligned on everything else. We're aligned on marriage, kids, faith, and this is like the only hiccup.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
That
I know.
Tough,
and it's
because
like a big one.
Everything is falling into place except for that. Like, and
exactly.
How can you see a future if neither one of you is going to budge on that one?
All right. So what are you, what are we trying to figure out here?
Well, that's pretty much my question.
Like, yeah.
How to make him move here. That's pretty much.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
I gotcha. Huh.
But like, how do we get past this? I mean, he's been very open and honest, and you know, the communication is great, but he's telling me that he cannot see himself living in Louisville, even though he loves it. And when he comes to visit, you know, he has a great time.
Uh-huh.
I'm just hoping that one day he'll come around, but I obviously can't see the future, you know, and
here's what I'm thinking is going to have to happen. Like, maybe is there any other destination that you thought, like another city that you really, really like, that both of you really like? That
are
maybe
you trying
you could,
to encourage her to move out of our listening
move,
area?
But I'm just saying, if this is her guy, this might be the only way to like meet in the middle somewhere or something. I don't know. Pick a neutral place to go start.
How about
together.
Southern Indiana?
My sister and her husband did that.
I mean, I've thought about it, but not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I said, we both are really into this relationship. So I guess that's something we have to both give some more thought.
Yeah.
But that seems like it might be the only other solution. But he's been pretty adamant that he doesn't want to leave his city.
Ashley, you said you guys have been dating for about a year. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I feel like that's a good amount of time to kind of like be with someone.
Yes.
Right.
I think it is like, okay, what are we doing? That's you're come to a crossroads.
Yeah, you know,
exactly.
and I that's tough, Ashley. I lived long distance from my current wife for about a year.
But did you face
years?
that issue to where, you know, neither one of you wanted to leave?
Well, I don't think she wanted to necessarily move out of her hometown.
Right.
Which I would be asking her to do, because I was the one who moved out of our hometown first.
Well, yeah, and you had to chase a job that you can't necessarily get everywhere.
Right. Right, right, right. So, she eventually moved. I'm not saying that, Ashley, that needs to be your case where you have to just eventually move, but obviously to make this work, you both have to be in the same city.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so you can flip a coin.
Yeah, flip a coin. But, I mean, Ashley, I feel like if there's one thing that women do well is convince their partner to go along with what they're
thinking. Plan.
Yeah,
yes.
Their plan. Yeah, right, right, exactly.
And we're rooting for you.
Yeah, we are rooting for you. But we are also getting some text messages from some listeners to maybe help, like, give you the words to say.
How to navigate it.
Yeah, how to navigate it from their own experience. So, Ashley, hang tight. Hopefully, you know, we'll be able to
give you some solid advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, yes, I need it. I mean, I wouldn't want to feel pressured to change my mind down the road. I wouldn't want him to feel pressured. So I just need to know what to do. Would you keep dating, hope for the best, or just cut and run?
And I know there feels like a lot of pressure that if one of you makes a choice to move, and then what if they regret it, and all those things. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
It's scary.
Help me. Yeah. Please help.
All right, Ashley. Well, hey, thank you, and keep us posted, will you?
I will. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Ginger says on Facebook, you need to have an open and honest question about the future. Typically, when you truly love someone, they become your home and you're happy as long as you're with them. Mm-hmm. If you both love your cities more than each other, though, that's an issue. You need to talk about compromise.
Yeah, speaking of compromise, a lot of people are suggesting literally find a spot on the map that's equidistant between where, you know, Louisville and...
That's what I said.
Your boyfriend.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of people are saying that.
Well, Monica said, biggest mistake of my life was not leaving Louisville, the place of my birth many years ago. Get out, see other places. In this day and age, we can keep up with everyone we know with the touch of a button. Being a Kentucky girl is fine, but not seeing other places and not living your life is just tragic.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, we could say the same to him, too.
Sure.
You know, like you know, you got to move. I mean, but here's the thing also. Who says you can't move back or move away? You come back. You
exactly.
know, you can live somewhere for several years.
It may come down to who has the most versatile job situation.
Yeah, maybe. All right. If you've been in this situation, you can offer up some experience, a story, perhaps. 502-795-1997. That's our number. Would love to take some of those on the way. Group therapy. We just spoke with Ashley, who is hung up on the fact that she's got a great guy. It's just he's an hour plane ride away.
And neither one of them want to move.
Neither one of them want to move.
Yeah.
One thing I forgot to ask her, was how did they meet? Did they meet in one spot and then both of them kind of moved?
I don't know.
Or he moved and then whatever.
Don't know if they got online.
Yeah,
no idea.
Probably something like that. But
I don't
anyways.
Know if it really matters because the fact is they're in love. They've got a great relationship.
Know,
everything's good. This
that's
is
true.
Just the one hiccup they can't seem to overcome.
Yeah. I mean, there are so many people that are like, hey, you got to meet in the middle someplace. Shelby says, look, haven't necessarily been in that situation exactly, but I do want to move out of Kentucky someday. I've been living here 31 years, want to experience a new place. There's so much more, and I want my kids to also know that too. Just feel like we get comfortable with where we are, and so we stay, which is in some case can hold us back. So it sounds like Shelby, it almost is like a, hey, Ashley, take a leap.
Exactly. Well, here's the thing. Brittany says, if you've only been together a year, consider just giving it more time.
Yeah.
It might be a good idea to decide in your head, like a deadline, maybe the 2 to 3 year mark, you guys got to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's when a lot of couples would be considering a possible engagement. But if no one is still wanting to budge, maybe it's best to end things at that point.
Yeah, I was going to say, there are some people that are like, look, if he is like Mickey, who says if he's that strongly in the foxhole over never moving, he's already picked his city over you.
Yeah, and that's...
So maybe think about cutting your losses.
That's a tough thing. But again, if you do give it more time, and each of you end up spending more time in each other's cities,
mm-hmm.
maybe feelings might start to change when you start to feel more comfortable.
Yeah, and you know what? You bring up a good point, and maybe when... You know, if he were listening right now,
yeah.
or if... You know, he listens to this later on the podcast, maybe suggest to him, hey, show Ashley some of the great things about your city. Be a tourist in the city. Do fun things.
Yeah.
And Ashley, do the same for your boyfriend. Have him be a tourist in this city. Like show him some great things. And maybe over time, it's like, all right, you know what? That's not too bad.
Angela does kind of simplify it, though,
okay.
on Facebook.
Okay.
If it's the right person, you'd move to Guam without a blink. That's your answer.
All right. Well, maybe we end it there. Keep us posted. There's plenty of comments to sift through on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. I mean, there's options of just renting your house, taking a chance, you know, Airbnb your house for a little while, you know, everything. You don't have to necessarily sell and uproot. You can just go and spend a few months there. Who knows?
Yeah, and there's a couple more, you know, stories in the Facebook comments of people that went through this and how they navigated it.
Yeah.
And, you know, so there may be a lot of wisdom in their experiences that maybe you can take away from it.
Yeah, I made my wife move. That's what I did.
Great.
Babe, pack it up. Get
pack it up,
loser. We're going.
Come on. You're moving.
Get in the car, loser. We're going.
I don't know if Indiana was an upgrade or not, but that's what it was. All right. Well, hey, keep us posted, Ashley. And thanks for reaching out. That is Group Therapy.